What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? That's the new Kerry King album that came out a few months ago. We're live here from the Cornelius Family Residence Studio. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius, here at the War Room. With me, as always, my co-host. He's been MIA. He's changed a lot. I'm starting to think he's going to break off and start his own podcast, but he's here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Trevor Truitt.
I'm here.
He's got his new sidekick with him. His name is Biscuit.
Biscuit the sidekick.
He's trying to sexually assault my dog the whole time he's here. But, you know, we're happy to have him. He's a puppy. He doesn't know any better. It's just kind of... It'd kind of be like a child trying to, like, you know, go after an adult, you know? It's kind of fucked up. The adult's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Get off me!
And everyone's always going to think you're the fucking problem because, like, you know...
It's like a fucking 16-year-old going after a fucking 20-year-old in the club. Like,
leave me alone! I didn't know! Well, look, there's an issue if there's 16-year-olds in the club in the first place, but that's neither here nor there. Neither is that our business to discuss. Tonight, we're back here tonight. You know, we're at that part of the summer where, you know, the Asher, luckily the Olympics are here. You know, it's the fourth year, so that means it's here. But other than that, we're at that point of the year where I'm just like, there isn't fucking shit to watch. And yeah, I'm not one of those people that's pretending to say I'm a diehard WNBA fan now. It's going to take a while. I watch a game a week, maybe. I really like the Chicago Sky.
I mean, it's still not. Yeah, I mean, I'm still not there. Like, I'll watch
I'm
a game
watching
every now
more
and then.
Than I ever
oh,
did.
Yeah, I'll give that.
But like, but and yeah. I'm going to watch a game whenever we go to Las Vegas in September, but like. Like, so other than that, like, sports right now, it's brutal. Sports talk shows that I usually listen to every day are recycling topics.
Yeah.
One of the topics today was, like, from yesterday on Undisputed, was apparently at, like, some kind of, like, photo op or fucking whatever for the Olympic basketball team, they asked Steph Curry to spin a basketball on his finger, and he said he couldn't do
it. Oh, and he couldn't do
it. That was a topic on Undisputed. Is this a big deal? Like, Steph Curry can't spin a basketball on his finger? It's just like, who gives a fuck?
Last time I checked, that didn't affect his entire NBA career.
No.
Of winning fucking four championships.
I mean, say what you want. When they found out that Dwight Howard was banging transvestites, that didn't really affect his career. He still got jobs. He still won a title with the Lakers.
Oh, you can't spin a ball. Well, fucking, we're going to give you another contract.
Yeah, let's go ahead and... Void that contract he's got, you know, all the four titles
the dumbest,
he's got.
Maybe, you know, he wasn't focused on fucking
Shaq couldn't shoot free throws.
Yeah, he wasn't focused
on... And that's a fundamental skill that helps you in the game.
Yeah,
spinning the ball
like,
in your fingers doesn't...
If he holds it for three more seconds, he'll get an extra timeout.
No, like, that's fucking dumb. I just, like, that's where we're at, is what I'm getting to. Like, that's what we're fucking... They talked about that for 15 plus minutes. And I'm just like, wow. And that was middle of the show. That's usually like an end of the show throwaway topic. No, that was... Middle of the meat right there. That's fucking just crazy to think of, like, where they're scraping to. And it's just funny. The teams that get talked about the most are just, like, so, like, they're only relevant because they're made relevant. And because, like, we're getting to the point, like, at what point do we stop pretending that the Cowboys are, like... I've never in my life looked at them as one of the blue blood. Like, the only people that look at them as like a fucking top tier franchise or are people that grew up and watched them when they were good.
Yeah.
But like anybody nowadays that's our age that talks about the Cowboys, this and that, I'm just like, what the fuck have you ever seen them do? I've been alive 26
they've
years. They've never won a goddamn thing since I've been alive.
Like what, three playoff games or something like that?
They still talk about like a topic that's just on every single show. Go listen to any of them, and it'll be, how much pressure is on the Cowboys to win a Super Bowl this year? It's just like, it's much pressure as on everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal of every
team. The only
reason
the Cowboys have any pressure is because of themselves. And now we're doing it. Now we're talking about them. I'm just, it's an example, everybody. And then they talk about the Lakers, who have had identical seasons every single year since they won that fucking championship. Yeah. Every year's been the exact fucking same.
People take people away. Add people, take people away. This is this trade right here. This is gonna do
and
it.
And you know what? They're gonna sell it to you all year that they're a fucking title contender. They've lost to Denver. They beat them one time this last year. So they're what?
They did
12-1 against them. 13. Yeah. Okay, so they're 13-1 against them in the last 3 years. Yeah, I do, I just like, okay. So you, let's say this: you beat Denver. Does that guarantee you're gonna go to the fucking finals?
No, I mean,
no!
You could be like,
now you gotta beat the Timberwolves,
or yeah, you
the
could
Clippers.
Be like Minnesota and used all their fucking shit on fucking Denver. They prepared for Denver, and then they got through Denver, and then they were like, "Oh shit, we gotta play another team."
I mean, that just goes to show you how stacked the West is. I mean,
oh yeah, I mean, you're just fucking.
But I never looked at the Lakers series like, wow, man. I mean,
it, when people were like, "Oh, they could do it," or then when they got to 3-0 and they're like, "Oh, LeBron could be the first." I'm like, "What has made you think that they could do? Where have you been? Like, oh, if this happened and this happened and it, like, there's none of that. They've sucked the entire year. They got into the fucking playoffs barely. They fucking won a play-in game, and now you're like, oh, they could beat the fucking Nuggets." Off of what?
And it's not even like how it was with Tom Brady, how you just expect every year they're going to be in the running. Because the difference is they had winning records and were at the top of the conference every year with Brady, even into his 40s.
Yeah.
The last three or 4 years.
Playoff series. And that, I mean,
the Lakers haven't advanced past the first round of the playoffs since they've won the championship.
And then, whoa, had the same record. They won the fucking
play-in
in-season tournament.
It's stupid. Who cares? I don't know. This time of year is really tough because I'm a sports fan. I like hearing about sports. I like talking about it. There's just nothing right now. And I'm a Celtics fan. We won the fucking championship.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough. It is a tough time right now. But, I mean, that's why, there's more time to watch WWE.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's nonstop, 24/7.
Yeah, that's a great thing about that.
I can't wait for it to go to Netflix.
Oh, my God. And John Cena to come back.
Man.
To fucking do a full year.
It's honestly,
awesome.
The thing is, though, it's not going to end with him as a champion. It's not going to end with him.
It's
going to end in heartbreak, no matter what.
I think it's going to end him, given whoever it may be at the time, him, this the final torch, the big torch that he's going to be passing to someone he's going to put over, whether it's Roman, whether it's Cody.
Oh, yeah,
because
they
Breaker.
Need to be put over.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, them
you know
saying,
what I
like,
think they
here's,
should do?
Here's the WWE, you take it for the next 5 to 10 years.
They should bring him in, and they should bring him in pretty quick and let him win the title.
Oh, I think he's going to win the 17th title because he's going to have a year. He's going to go from January all the way to December, and he's going to have 30 to 40 events. So he's going to be involved.
I think they should let him hold the title.
I think so, too.
Maybe feud with Cody.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities. Well, I mean, you got The Rock. CM Punk said last night he wants to lace him up with him again. I mean.
Oh, man. I really want to see him. If anybody deserves a record, it's him. But then again, I wonder if they've preserved that record because they want Ric Flair to hold it.
I mean, here's the thing,
decide who wins the championship, really. I mean, the
but
crowd
I think
does,
that
but.
In other,
they just let Roman hold it for like 5 years.
Yeah,
so
he hasn't been able to win it because like he was in it for like 2 months and then he was out. And so like now that they're like a year, I think that they'll be like, all right, we're gonna give him this because he's gonna have. I think he's gonna get it. I really do. I mean, I don't see a way they don't get it.
Maybe his last match he drop it at WrestleMania. Maybe
yeah,
his last match he drops the title to
whoever
they
want
to hold it.
Yeah.
Like I think that's how I see it happening. He holds the belt for the next year, maybe not Cody's. I wouldn't take the belt off Cody right now.
Well, heck, I mean, you still got till January before he starts.
He could do that. So. What brand is he going to be on? Maybe he feud for the World Heavyweight title. I could see him maybe going for that. I don't know. I'd like to see him get the belt one more time. Get the record. Maybe go out as maybe lose his last. Obviously, he's going to fucking. Unless. I mean, maybe he wins his last match. Who knows?
He drops it. I mean, he could. You never know.
But
yeah.
No, I'm saying if he wasn't champion, the only way I could see him winning his last match is if he's not champion and he just has a hell of a match and he wins. And as a send off. Most of the time they lose their final match. But then again, when was the last time he fucking won anything? When was the last time he won a match?
It's probably a tag team match, I think.
It's been a fucking long time.
Was the solo, so.
And then he lost to Austin Theory.
He lost to Theory and then he lost to Solo.
Yeah, I'm saying Solo, Theory.
Yeah, yeah.
And then before that, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I'd like to see Cena have one more title run.
Yeah, he sounds like he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. I mean, he could fucking win his third Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but what's the point of that?
Here's the thing is, normally a lot of people would hate on, like, an older guy, like, winning the Rumble because he doesn't need it. But, like, it's like John Cena, so it's like everything is, nobody's going to talk shit about it. I mean,
he's trying to find a way to get in the main event.
Just something that's...
It's hard. See, here's the thing. Unless you find a way to get him the title quick, it's hard. Like, what's the point of him, like, if you know it's going to be his last match, it's hard to sell it as, oh, he might be walk out as champion. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think that
it's never happened.
He definitely has to have it.
Who has ever won the title and walked out? Nobody, ever.
Yeah.
It's never happened. They're never going to let it happen. Even if Vince is dead 200 years and the WWE still exists, they'll never let it happen. They'll never let someone walk out.
No, I think he definitely will win it before and have a run with it.
If he wins it. I'm just saying. I think they're either... But, like, I'm asking you, do you think they try to put it on him as quick as possible so that he has a good run with it? Or is he only going to hold it a couple months and then lose it immediately? Like, I'm trying to see how they're going to go about that. Because I don't see the point in bringing him back and being like, Gio, I sure hope I win the Royal Rumble and get a chance at the belt at WrestleMania. Like, why? There's no point in making a 47-year-old man do the fucking young man's thing, earn his way in a title shot if you know. Okay, here's the thing. If that's what it's going to be, oh, I'm coming back and I'm going on another title run. How about don't say I'm going to wrestle my last match here. That's going to be it after that. Like, why say that? You could have just been like, I'm coming back for another run, baby.
And I think they just, I mean, I guess it's just more of a...
It's just going to be a spectacle here.
Yeah, but it also is like...
Hey, like Kobe's last year. It's literally just going to be like, yeah, we lost by 30, but hey, Kobe, we love you.
You know how long it's going to be? I mean, like, you didn't know before where, like, he's going to go fucking do a movie. But, like, you know it's going to be all the way this long. Because I could see him maybe not getting the belt early, but getting in the middle, then having, like, a 3 or 4 month run, and then drop it at the end.
It's interesting. It's just the thing that I think about all the time with the WWE, and this is not a It's Real to Me podcast. We're talking, all right?
We're talking.
The thing with me is... I look at the WWE, and one thing, it's a blessing and a curse to me. They've got an unlimited cabinet of talent.
Oh, yeah.
And not enough belts to go around, not enough
and that's
TV
a thing.
Time, not enough. Yeah. There's just not enough of it. You know what I mean? Like, you know how fucking good a rivalry has to be to not have a belt involved and how good those two guys have to be? You can't just have any two schmucks fight.
They've got
to
be...
Dude, Chris Jericho and Fan made the fight he made against Fandango at WrestleMania exciting, and it was a good match. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, and there was no belt involved. Like,
and it usually happens later in your career that you can do that. Like, Randy Orton, he doesn't need a belt.
No.
Like, he doesn't...
Him and AJ Styles could go out...
Yeah.
Start a feud up, go out and have a hell of a match, and it doesn't really matter who wins. It's just a great match. You're getting to see great wrestling. I love that. Whenever Bron Breakker and Ilya Dragunovich or Dragunov or whatever fought, that was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just good wrestling. What are we talking about? What were we saying?
We were talking about John Cena.
Yeah.
But then we were talking about...
what I was saying is, like, I look at the WWE, I'm like, they have all these guys, and I'm just thinking, what the fuck are they going to do with all of them? What are they going to do? Dude,
it's hard.
Are you telling me Ricochet's about to walk out?
That's the thing is, like...
A guy like Ricochet can just be let go? That's just crazy to me. I get the Indian guys. And I'm not saying because they're Indian. It's because they literally, like, oh, so what are these guys? Oh, they're Indian. Let's make them as Indian as possible. You two big fuckers are Indian warriors. And then you're Jinder Mahal, rich Indian playboy. It's just, that's the one thing that's funny about the WWE right now. If you're from a country, they're going to make your whole character about that.
Oh, yeah.
The Japanese characters are walking anime characters. And then fucking all the Irish people are...
In any talent you have, they'll, like... fucking they'll try to incorporate that in. Like they're like there's I think when Undertaker started, he said something about like he played a guitar. And they were like, oh, you play the guitar. And they were going to have him do this fucking gig where he has a guitar. And he's like, no, like, I don't want to fucking do
yeah,
that.
No, yeah. That's horrible. I don't, like, you have to be a bad motherfucker to pull a guitar off. I honestly, and I'm a huge Rock fan. I don't love it when, I didn't love it when he did it.
Who?
The Rock. I don't think
I like his because his was funny.
Trevor, okay, this is going to start a whole nother discussion. I mean, you might get into it a little bit here. And this, and honestly, I might get this might be the first time we ever get any kind of hate mail or any kind of mail at all. I hate comedic music. I hate it.
Oh my God.
I do not like music that is made to be funny. I just don't. Tenacious D. That's it. That's it. I take music very seriously.
I mean,
and I don't mean
to
sound like an asshole.
Like,
I don't drive around listening to fucking Weird Al and the Lonely Island and fucking the Fart Volume 2, the Fart Album Volume 2. I don't do that. I got a guy that's constantly trying to get me to listen to the shittiest fucking music ever. Like, it's really fun. You listen, let me just give you a word of advice out there. If you're trying to get me to listen to music, you say it's funny, I'm never going to listen to that. I'll tell you, yeah, sure, I'll check it out. I'm never going to check it out. I'm getting to the point where I'm being honest with people. Like, I'm tired of faking, like, oh, yeah, sure, that sounds interesting. I'm straight up just being like, that sounds goofy as fuck. I'm not going to lie. Like, you try to tell me to watch a movie about Sasquatches fucking and shit. I'm not watching that. That sounds goofy as fuck.
Watch Trailer Park Boys.
Listen, man, it makes me, like, I literally in my head when I say it to myself, I'm like, you sound
what
like
about
a fucking
Bubbles
asshole.
And the Shit Rockers, huh?
I don't listen to his music like I listen to fucking... You know, Black Sabbath. I don't like have it in my playlist. Listen, I can watch a movie and like, yeah, that's funny. I don't listen to it unironically. That's what I'm talking about. I know a lot of people that listen to like funny music unironically. Like, it's not like, you know, or ironic, whatever. Like, it's just, I don't do it. I take music seriously. It's almost like, do you think it's a joke? You think it's a joke? You're going to fucking make your fucking fart music?
The same as like seeing funny movies. It shouldn't be a thing.
Some of them shouldn't.
Okay, some of them, but like...
That's different. Trevor, it's different, dude. It's just to think that somebody could sit... Like that Wheeler Walker Jr. guy, he's a fucking joke.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all you have to say about him.
He's hilarious.
Nobody says anything about him or his music besides...
Fuck you, bitch.
All they have to say about him is like, he's actually pretty good for how fucking dirty he is. He's a cool guy, but his music sucks. It sucks. The only kind of people you're going to see at his concert are fucking Kid Rock fans. Him and Kid Rock should do a tour together.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The fucking We Hate Bud Light tour.
Even though he doesn't hate Bud Light anymore and he's a sponsor of him and he's got him in his bar.
He always was a fucking Bud Light sponsor. That's what's hilarious about it. But whatever. I'm just saying, like, I can't stand it. It literally, every time I hear music and they fucking, like, they say something that's supposed to be, like, a joke or something, I'm like, this is fucking retarded. What kind of moron drives around listening to this? Like, listen, I drive around music to listen about life and shit, or think about life. I can't do that if fucking, you know...
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, a percentage of the
another
music
one
you
rides
can't even
the
understand,
bus is playing.
So you don't even know what they're saying.
Huh?
A percentage of the music you listen to, you can't
a
even understand.
A percentage, not all of it.
Okay, so I'm not saying, like, there's not a lot of funny songs that I listen to, but like there's some that are like, oh, this is a pretty good song, but like I'm not gonna be like, this is the greatest song ever. Like there's a fucking song called Douchebags, pretty good song.
See, that right there makes you not want to listen to
it. I can't
even
remember what the fucking
Well to be by. If to be fair to the music world, there's a lot of punk music that's like that where I don't like it because they're trying to be fucking shitheads too much and the music is like them, a lot of them blowing raspberries or fucking exactly fucking just fucking that sucks.
Yeah, man. Fucking
yeah dude, I don't I don't like it. I just can't do it, dude. When I was in sixth grade, Weird Al was cool. I don't even hate on him.
No,
I just,
he's got like, I mean, he's got like a couple good songs, like. But I mean, I'm
does
like,
he?
Nice. I mean, okay, Amish Paradise.
Eat
is a good
it.
Song. That's a good song.
Fat. I'll sue ya. That's a good
I'll sue ya.
The fucking Albuquerque song. It's like 11 minutes long.
I'm trying to think of the fucking...
White and Nerdy.
Trying to catch me white and nerdy.
Amish Paradise.
Yeah, Amish Paradise is a good one.
That's probably his best one. Fucking... I'm just saying, it's goofy as fuck.
Yeah, I'm not like, oh, this guy's fucking awesome. Like,
I'm,
you know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you are. I never said you were. Like I
said, I never said you were.
I'm saying, like, I'm saying there's people out there that they listen to.
I think that is crazy. That they're like, because I'm sure that they have, like, some, I don't know. First of all, your brother's just got, like, some of the worst opinions in music ever. The other day, Jason,
he's like,
fucking saying
him.
Led Zeppelin sucks. Oh, I was just like, he takes everything too far. That's a problem.
It's like Bret Hart.
Yeah, like, I hate him.
I don't like him.
He sucks.
He's not a good wrestler. Yeah. Like, if Jason doesn't, let me just, like, out there, people out there, if my little brother, he's been on the podcast many times in person and on the phone.
And I'll be on again.
If he doesn't like you, there's nothing good about you at all. Like, he can't even say anything. Like, no. He can't say anything good about you. Like me, like, I don't know. I try not to say I hate anyone anymore because hate is a very strong word. Not to be all fucking, you know.
But I mean, like, when you're talking about fucking, like, you're just saying, like, oh, he sucks. Like I don't like his music. Okay, whatever. But, like, he sucks or Bret Hart sucks. I'm like, I hate him. I hate him so much. But he's not.
To me, it's crazy. And he calls, you know, it's funny. I think he says it to be funny. He calls Bret Hart a Nepo baby all the time. And I'm like, how? Stu Hart was not a famous WWE wrestler before Bret Hart and Owen Hart. And then he said, Owen Hart's better. I'm like, yeah, okay. That's hilarious. But Jason, if you're listening, fuck you. I'm just kidding. I love you, buddy. But no, like, I try not to say I hate. But I could be like, I don't know, Kanye West. Like, the whole fake, crazy, genius persona he does, because I know it's not authentic and he's just a fucking, he's just, you know what I'm saying, like, he's just really good at what he does and all that. I hate it. I loved his music all the way up until The Life of Pablo, and then some stuff after, but I mean, his early stuff I really like. I can't stand him as a person outside of it. Not because of his, I just can't stand, like, I could, like, he's like Jim Morrison from The Doors to me. Love The Doors, love their music. I couldn't hang out with Jim Morrison for more than 5 minutes before he's laying on the ground, mumbling, rolling around, acting like a fucking weirdo. You can't take him out to a restaurant because he's jumping on top of cars, fucking causing a scene everywhere you go. I don't like people that cause a scene. You know what I'm saying? If I can't go to a fucking Waffle House with you because you got to do some kind of Bob Dylan type fucking protest with your artistic bullshit.
I mean, yeah,
I can't stand that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm going to take it to the other side. I don't like funny music, but I don't like music that tries too hard to sell fucking the, you know.
Push something on you.
Yeah, like, shut up.
Yeah, like, I'm
so
not,
Trevor,
I'm
you
not
don't
listen,
know why I like death I'm metal? They're not trying to get me to do anything. It's all music-driven. It's instrument-driven music.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're not telling me, save the fucking whales. They're not telling me to fucking
save
the
rainforest.
What's funny, Gojira, they're a fucking eco-friendly metal band. Like, all their music is about saving the rainforest and saving the whales and the turtles and all that shit. Like, that's all it is. It's really good, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie. This is funny. I might get some heat for this from my fellow metal fans, but I still love Gojira. They're awesome. But, like, I found out that they were, like, they call themselves eco metal because they're a bunch of fucking tree huggers from France. I was like, of course. The one good band France has, they're a bunch of fucking tree hugging, no deodorant using fucking hippies. It's hilarious, but, you know, they're good. But it made me like him a little bit less. I'm not going to lie. I stopped listening to him for a while when I found that out about him. You know what I mean? It's like when you find out someone cheats on their wife or their girlfriend. He's like, ooh, I don't know how much longer I can hang out with this guy. I can't trust this guy. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't like people that cause... I can't... You know, I always like to pretend that I'd hang out with Ozzy Osbourne, you know, back in his crazy time. I, myself, don't like people that do that. So, and by that, I mean, like, look, I can hang out with a guy that does heroin if he's not going to, like, jump off the top of a hotel building into the pool.
Crazy, yeah.
You know, I don't like, causing a scene. Like, Ozzy, like, I don't think I can hang out with him.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he'd fucking get you arrested any second.
Well, not even that. It's just, like, dude, it's 3 a.m. Can we please, like, not leave the hotel? Or, like, hey, can you not fucking throw all the furniture in the hotel pool? Or just shit like that. Like, I don't like that. Like, listen, we're going to party. That's fine. How about we, like, not back like a bunch of fucking animals?
Yeah, we can keep it in here. We don't have to fucking...
We got hard drugs. That's how I've always felt, because I'm a paranoid guy. If I was doing a bunch of hard drugs with a bunch of guys, high-profile guys, I'm like, hey, guys, how about we stay in this room and do all these hard drugs? How about we not get found with them? How about we not cause a scene?
Run around with them.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? But that's, you know, that's why I never would have made it in the hair metal scene, because as soon as someone throws a TV out of a hotel window, I'm fucking out. I'm not going to jail. Fuck this. I'll pay the bill. I'll skip my own hotel room from now on. Fuck you guys. I'll be in there for all the latches on the door.
Nope, nobody's coming in. Nobody's
couple,
coming in.
A couple crack whores in there ready to fucking... I haven't even showered. They're going to be my shower. They're going to use their fucking tongues and shower me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'd be doing. I would, like, that biography on me would be all the
dog.
Creepy, all the fucking creepy shit I did whenever I was on heroin or whatever I was doing.
He had seven women lick him every day.
Dude, that just sounds like Don Henley's biography. Like, he had this fucking thing where he'd, like, he'd hire a bunch of escorts, have them bend over a fireplace, and he'd, like don't look at me. And he'd just have him bent over naked, and he'd do blow, and then go over and just, like, take turns with each of them like they're fucking, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, hire him for the evening, and that, I swear, like, it's in his, like, you should read his book.
Don't look at me!
There's a book that an old, like, Hollywood fucking escort, and I'm paraphrasing the fuck out of this, but, like, she wrote a story called You'll Never Work in This Town Again, and it was about her time she spent with Don Henley being one of his escorts or whatever, but yeah, apparently he would do that. He's a creepy fuck. Great guy, though, I guess.
Great guy. What a musician.
Listen, man. What a musician. It's just, to me, I never understood, like, even people I know, and I'm never going to say anybody's names whenever it comes to that kind of shit, because it's a real deal. We'll talk about celebrities and whatnot, but, you know, they would turn into fucking deviants.
It is amazing how, like, they always have to put just fucking do.
Anything that was warm and moist, you'd have to put away. Like, you have a honey bun sitting on the counter, you got to put it away.
You gotta fuck my honey bun? You gotta fuck my honey bun?
They're not gonna eat it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're not gonna eat it. But, like, it's just crazy to see them turn into... It just turns you into... So, like, I can't imagine those Colombian drug lords that are doing a fuck ton of it in robes all day. Just fucking...
Or they can do whatever they crazy. Want to.
Yeah, exactly. That's... It's just... I never understood, like, that element of it. That's just crazy to me. And if you're out there and you're actively doing drugs, seek help. I don't know.
Or just, you know, keep it safe, you know. Stay inside.
Not every day. How about that?
Stay inside.
You know? I wouldn't do it now. I definitely, like...
Oh, yeah, unless you're fucking getting some...
Listen, keep it to weed and, you know, maybe mushrooms. I don't know. Depending on where you live.
Yeah, where you're from. That's
I don't fucking do them, really. Do I don't really do them. But, like, you know, I would stick to weed... Maybe a beer every once in a while, which my foot keeps swelling up every time I drink now, so I can't drink anymore. So I'm getting old. I'm thinking I'm getting the gout. I got it from 5 generations of Polish men in my family, but my little brother got it before me, if you believe it. Jason was the first one of us to get it. Josh probably has it too, but he don't care.
I don't care.
He thinks it's normal for his feet to hurt all the time. Josh. I've been dragging my foot.
I don't know why.
Josh may as well be Polish. He's just like us. He fucking, you know, there's always something that hurts on him, but he doesn't say anything about it because he's afraid of doctors. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, like, you know how many times I've done that? I'm like, I'll wait it for 2 weeks, see if it feels any better after two
Nobody
weeks.
Nobody just likes going to the doctor. It's just a fucking
bullshit.
It's an inconvenience. It's just
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you even have to say that. Yeah, you know, there's a spot on my fucking back that's hurting, but, you know, I'm afraid to go to the doctor because I'm afraid of the bill I'm going to get. That's just crazy. I've heard stories of people, like, screaming and kicking to not be put in an ambulance even though they couldn't drive or, like, because they were fucked up. They're like, I can't afford it.
The bill, yeah.
Dude, I've heard of people get $14,000 ambulance bill.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so when we were in that really bad car accident when I was in sixth grade, they took us from an ambulance from... I mean, we were coming from Skytook. Now that I think about it, I think I know exactly where it was. We were coming from Skytook, and it was like a 2-lane road going one way, and We just fucking crashed in the back. This woman that was driving us crashed in the back of this fucking flatbed tow truck with the forked bed. Mm-hmm. We're going like 65 plus, slammed right into it. Brakes stopped working. It was pouring rain. We were in a Jetta, six deep, with a dog, and fucking crashed in this thing. And luckily no one died or anything. It was horrible when, you know, the effects of it would be felt for a decade after. But, like, I remember we get in the fucking ambulance, and we went from Skytook to Tulsa. So that's at least 20 minutes, at least, like, going ambulance speed or whatever. And what sucked was, like, we went because we sued this fucking tow truck company or whatever.
Yeah.
They gave me and Jason, like, $2,000 each that we couldn't touch till we were 18, mm-hmm. and it would accrue interest. I think when I got it, it was, like, $3,000 or something. Jason probably got a little bit more because he had to wait longer. But I just remember, like, the total settlement we got was pretty much just enough to pay off all my dad's medical bills. That's it. It's just funny. It's really interesting how that whole lawsuit ended up being just enough. Maybe my mom and dad had a couple thousand afterwards or something. I don't know exactly. I was a kid. I wasn't asking him, hey, how's the finances looking? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how much money did you get?
Yeah, how much money we got? I might have, actually. I was definitely... Dude, I was walking around telling people that we were about to be millionaires.
Got hit last week. My dad's hurt. But guess what? We're about to be rich.
Well, so here, that lawsuit took over a year. It took a long time. Dude, you think litigation's fast and easy?
Oh, no.
No, we had to go to court. I remember having to fucking talk in front of the story. Like, it was a story wrecker. It was that fucking company. Fuck you, cocksuckers. Use hazards and cones, you motherfuckers. But, like, they didn't have any hazards on. They didn't have any cones. They were just parked in one of the lanes. And, like, so, like, and it was around a curve. So, like, as soon as we come around, it's like, oh, shit. It's just in the left lane because a car is spun out in front mm-hmm. of them. But, like, I remember I had to go to court, like, so many times. I had to fucking, testify. Jason and I did at least, like, once or twice each. Because, like, I dislocated the growth plates of my elbow when we hit. Jason got a cut on his knee. Jason was the one that came out. Jason was psychologically fucked up from it. He was afraid to get in a car for like a long time after it. Like, he was really afraid to get into a car. Mom broke ribs, but she didn't even find that out until like 2 weeks later that she broke some of her ribs because she's like, I'm having a hard time breathing. And my side hurts. I'm like, yeah, you should probably go to the doctor. She went and found out she had broken ribs, like six of them. And then my dad obviously fucking fucked his knee up. And I'm pretty sure they gave enough money to pay all the medical bills and the ambulance bill and all that shit. We weren't millionaires. We didn't get even. I remember Jason and I was in sixth grade, so that means he was probably in fucking third or fourth grade, whatever. I don't know. And we're telling people at the hotel, dude, we're about to win this court case. It's a slam dunk. We're gonna fucking own story. I remember telling somebody we're gonna own story. My time, this is over. I remember this one white trash family hyping us up, like, oh yeah, you guys are gonna be rolling. When I explained the situation to him, I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna be fucking in. I'm gonna fuck this hotel. We're gonna own this hotel by the time we're fucking done here.
I think I'll buy it. How much? Just tell me,
dude. I thought we were gonna get it like a bare minimum $250,000. I thought we were gonna get $250,000 for pain and suffering and all that shit. I thought we were gonna be fucking on top of the world. It's just crazy. I mean, well, think about it. We crash into a fucking respectable company. They were clearly at fault. There's witnesses, yada, yada, yada. And, I mean, people got hurt, almost died, yada, all this shit.
Well, I mean, because also, like, you know, it...
You're telling me you're just going to give them enough money to pay off their medical bills?
Well, that and, you know, like, put your, you know, people out of work for a while, too.
I think the thing is, and, like, I never, like I said, I didn't ask, but I really think, I mean, they found a lawyer that was willing to work with my parents. I don't know if he charged them or charged them much or whatever, but
probably
I don't
took a percentage of the.
Yeah, I don't think because he found out about everything. He's a good guy. He still sends my family a fucking greeting cards for on the holidays and shit. We used to get. I don't know if we still, because he probably doesn't have our address anymore. But he used to send them to us even years after that. He's a good guy, Buddy Lloyd out of Sand Springs.
Great guy.
Let me tell you something about this guy. He got us every penny. But I really think the thing is, if we were to press the issue,
Well, I mean,
it would have cost money.
If you would have been, if you had more money, then you could have gotten
time.
Money kind of thing.
We were in a hotel. We were living in a hotel. We're on the ninth month of living in a hotel.
Y'all have had some hotel journeys, huh?
Fuck it. We lived in the Clarion Hotel right there off of, what would that be, Aspen, and off the intersection right there at the expressway. We lived in that hotel for 9 months. It was a long time. I was there for almost an entire school year. I was there for a half of the school year into the summer. Like, it was a long time. Like, I remember I started, because we moved in with some family, like, right before I started seventh grade. So, like, we were there for a while, dude. And after a while, you know, I'm a kid. We loved it. Free breakfast every day. And we all ate it. Like, me and us as a family, we'd all go up there and fucking eat it. And they had really good food, too. They had computers downstairs that Jason and I would go and get on Facebook and chat with our friends or whatever. Stay in the loop. Piss off people that need to send emails to their fucking whatever half a fag companies that they fucking work for. I remember this one Arab dude or whatever. He was always like, hello, I need to send my emails to Jason, trying to get him off the computer because he's a kid. And he's like, hey, what are you playing fucking games? But whatever.
Playing Fun Brain over here.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It was a great hotel. We got to know all the staff, Jason and I. Like,
I can imagine, yeah.
They would actually give us, like, free weeks every once in a while because my dad was out of work. My dad, so, like, for the first few months, or for the first couple months, my dad and mom were both working. We probably were this close to being out of there. Because they were both working. So it wasn't going to be a long time. The car accident happened. We were staying in Skytook with a friend because, you know, to save some money. Because we had to pay every fucking day we were there. Like, they worked a deal out with my mom that she could pay, you know, either she could go and pay for a day here or there, or she could pay at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And my mom was a waitress at the time, so she was fucking bringing in tips every night. My mom made hundreds of dollars a night on tips. My mom was a fucking... There's a reason they promoted her to fucking where she's at. Like, she was a monster. She worked at El Chico and come up with $250 in one night from tips. Buy a couple nights of the room, take us over to the McDonald's, get us some fucking food. Oh, my... Dude, just think of that, though. There's no kitchen. We ate hotel food, McDonald's that was across the highway, and then whatever we could put in the microwave.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, I'd probably eat at that McDonald's. It's top five McDonald's I've ever eaten them. I can't say it's the one I've eaten at the most because I went in Fort Gibbs and I ate at a lot. But, like, as a kid, we ate there almost every day, at least once. Because it was right there and it was cheap. Mm-hmm. That was back when McDonald's was actually cheap.
Everything's a dollar.
We would get 10 McDoubles and 10 McChickens. $20, feed us for fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, that time period. And it was just like one thing after another. The house fire happens. And dude, because I'm telling you, like, to that point, like, that right there, that house fire caused a ripple effect that, like, just... You know, that it was hard to recover from. It kept tumbling and tumbling and tumbling.
It's fucking Murphy's Law.
We lived in a fucking four bedroom house, two bath, really nice neighborhood in Broken Arrow. That happens. Hotel. Who's kidding? Shitty family. Had to live with them. And then moved to Woodall. Live in a trailer with one of my mom's friends that she worked with for, you know, I lived there for probably most of a school year in eighth grade, which it wasn't bad. It was a nice change. I mean, dude, BA to fucking Woodall.
I mean, yeah.
I lived down the street. Not even that place. The one right down the other one. The Longhorn one by Finish Line. I lived in that one for like most of a school year.
Oh, yeah. That's where you live.
That's where we first moved. Dude, it was literally like a GTA when Carl has to go out to the fucking country. And he's so far away from the city. Dude, that's how it was. And then I didn't get to... We went back to BA to, like, settle some affairs, like, for my parents at a bank and stuff that they were transferring our life over there. Like, but after that, like, dude, I didn't drive. I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get go. My life became Woodall, Fort Gibson, Tahlequah, all that shit. for the next 6-7 years, maybe longer if you had after high school and shit. But like, it was such a culture shock. And that's because of that house fire. That fire started, and then the car accident, and then fucking we moved out there. Things got better, obviously. My mom started working as a manager for El Chico. But like, dude, that accident, my dad couldn't work for like, what was it? He got a job when I was in 8th, 9th grade. He got injured when I was in 6th. He couldn't get a job for like 2 years. He had to do rehab, PT, at home shit. Like, he had to get strength back. He didn't walk for like 6 months.
Yeah, that's fucking. And to only get that much is crazy.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, yeah, man. Like, he was also making a fuck ton of money at the time of that accident. The job that he had that he never got back, he was told that there was a spot for him. Because he tried to go back a little early, like earlier than he should have. But, mm-hmm, like, you know, he probably would have been okay. It would have been a lot for him. But, you know, he was just going to go back and, you know, work. And, you know, basically the guy was like, dude, you haven't worked here in like a year and a half. What are you talking about? You don't work here anymore. And that shattered my dad. He was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. Well, fuck that guy. Like, we could do a whole podcast over that fucking
guy. Fuck that guy.
I'm just saying, like, that it's just crazy. And, dude, and people wonder why, since I was in middle school, I've been like a 40-year-old man. Fucking childhood ended at a young age for me. And I'm not trying to say that in a sad way. You got to grow up really fucking fast when you deal with shit like that. I can't just be over there playing with Legos in the corner pretending everything's fine whenever clearly everything's not. You know what I'm saying? And this isn't like a sob story, whatever. I think all that kind of shit is what builds you into the person you are today. So you're either a piece of shit stealing shopping carts from fucking Reese's, or, you know, you build your own fucking thing. That's what I'm doing. So, like, it's just whenever you're fucking 12, you know that you're in dire straits. You don't have a house anymore. You know, you're watching your dad be bedridden. Dude, what's crazy with him is like, he was bedridden for like, I can't remember how many months. It was months. And after that, he was then had to be on a walker for months. He wasn't able to walk on his own, and like I said, until I was in 8th grade.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. I remember it was on the tail end of him smoking. It was the tail end of him smoking cigarettes. And he would just, like, all he did when he was on the walker, he was able to finally go outside. He would fucking get on his walker, go sit on the porch, smoke a couple cigarettes, and then go lay back down. And I remember just looking, like, I would be outside and I'd see him up there, and I'd just see the look on his face, just like, just like, oh my God, this is like, that's what people in walkers do. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you have a walker, that's what you do. You move slowly.
He's like, he got a taste of like being super old right there.
Is what, oh, like, yeah. Like, oh,
fuck.
And dude, you know what I never even thought about? Because I was a kid, I was always outside playing. Mm-hmm. I did everything I could to not be where we were whenever we left the hotel. I was always trying to stay out of that place. Mm-hmm. I was always out. I'd stay out as late as I could. And because I slept on the fucking floor the whole time I lived there.
In the hotel?
No. Oh. No, I lived better at the hotel than I did or with the family we moved in with. Our family we moved in with.
Yeah.
I slept on a fucking pallet on the floor for a whole fucking year. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Fuck that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd fucking rather be at the hotel. But, like, there was no cable there in the room we were in. It was fucking channels 2, 4, 6.
Local channels.
12 and 23. So my dad would be there throughout the day watching the worst television known to mankind.
Yeah, you're watching fucking MASH.
Hey, I like MASH. No, dude, I'm talking about like fucking the celebrity
Jerry
golf
Springer,
tournament or
fucking...
Yeah, yes. But that's like when it gets good. I'm talking about before then, whenever it's,
yeah,
like,
I mean, like,
doctors.
You can only take so much of fucking Jerry Springer.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
All right, okay.
And my,
like,
dad never watched fucking Jerry Springer, so I don't know what the fuck he
you're
was
watching.
You're
watching fucking Grey's Anatomy
Maury,
and fucking,
Dr.
Yeah.
Phil. If you're lucky, Grey's Anatomy.
What the hell?
He watched every singing competition show there was.
Is that why he fucking loves,
yes,
The Voice?
Yes. That's what we used to watch. I remember when The Voice started. It was CeeLo Green, Christina, Adam, and Blake. I remember we watched the first episode there ever was. We watched American Idol. They loved that shit. The America's Got Talent, The X Factor. We watched all of it because it came on. And then, you know what I loved? I remember whenever we had nothing but antenna TV, I only looked forward to the weekend. Saturday morning cartoons would come on, like, you know, the CW and all that shit. And then fucking every night, 6 o'clock, The Simpsons came on. Mm-hmm. And then King of the Hill came on after that. Those were the shows I look forward to every fucking day because they came on Channel 23 on Fox. And then Family Guy started coming on Channel 12.
You sure remember, like, being excited for, like, TV yes. shows? Yes. Like, yeah, like...
That was before, like...
Like, when... SpongeBob.
Oh my god!
When they
yeah.
had like, oh, this Friday they're like,
well, if you could watch SpongeBob, I thought you were rich because like, that means you had fucking cable because I never get to watch that. And but you know why? I remember SmackDown came on Channel 12, mm-hmm. the CW, whatever.
Yeah, it was on there for a while, yeah,
for a long time, so we could watch it. Mm-hmm. So I watched SmackDown my whole childhood, even when we were fucking poor. Had, you know, nothing. We could watch fucking SmackDown. I'd watch Edge and Undertaker beat the shit out of each other. I remember Mr. Kennedy came.
Yep.
I hated
Batista
him.
Was on there for
I tried
a
to
while.
Do Mr. Kennedy's move with Jason
off the, fucking
off the top of our bed.
Or the, oh, yeah.
I bit my tongue so fucking hard. I literally thought I bit through my tongue. Like in,
that's the worst when you bite your fucking
I
tongue.
Had him like on top of my shoulders and I jumped and landed on everything and I bit my fucking tongue. Is Mr. Kennedy, if you notice, he used to bite his tongue all the time he did that move.
I suppose he didn't wear a mouthpiece.
I don't know, because I saw him. He'd always be like, well, he'd always, after he'd do that move, he'd always fucking, because he'd bite his tongue. Oh, I don't know if you've ever bitten your tongue before. It's one of the worst fucking...
Especially right in the middle. Oh! Like, it's just because you're just like, there's nothing you can do. Like, it's so fucking terrible.
Biting the edge of it, though, when you, like, get a chunk of it out.
Oh, yeah, well, like, when you get one of these fucking canine teeth right in the side and you know, like, you see blood off your tongue, you're like, oh, somebody fucking shoot me in the dick.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, so... I guess the moral of the story is if you're ever in a car accident, don't expect anything.
Don't bite your tongue.
And don't bite your fucking tongue if you don't want to have a shitty 3 days because, like, you know, you eat something salty, it's horrible.
Oh, God. Yeah, it is fucking
something
terrible.
Spicy. Oh,
did
man.
I get those fucking canker sores in my fucking mouth? It makes me want to fucking shoot myself in the face.
I only used to get those if I chew on stuff I shouldn't be chewing on.
I get them all the time.
I don't. I'm like, glad I don't. Who the fuck? Who are you kissing?
Nobody. That's what I don't understand. I ain't kissing nobody.
Trevor, when are you gonna find love?
He thinks he's got
love.
This fucking this theory about this secret girlfriend. That
you
I
got
don't.
A secret girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You're banging somebody. I'll just put it bluntly, because you're not coming around anymore. You're not uploading podcasts that we did.
That was a mistake on my part. But my computer
is it there
this morning? It's there.
It's on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking, I was looking forward to listening to it. I was like, that was a funny one. I'm glad, though, because now I can't wait to listen to it because I genuinely can't remember what we talked about, but I'm pretty sure it was a funny one. So I can't wait to listen to it. I'm our biggest fan.
ZZ Top was the main thing. The fucking ZZ Top Casino.
Oh, yeah. We called my dad on that one, yeah.
You called me for this? For this?
You guys are really stupid tonight. You guys are dumber than usual.
Let me tell you, the other fucking day.
What's up? Hit me.
When we, that fucking, I think we already told you part of it, but I'll tell the podcast, the Costco fucking almost meltdown.
Oh, well,
we
go
had.
Ahead, tell the people, because I don't think you told me in detail. You just kind of told me, like.
So, we're fucking, I go to pick your dad up, because we're going to fucking come back, and I was going to buy, like, some bulk meat, and your dad was going to help me cut it up into fucking steaks, and all this shit, we're going to freeze it. So, we go to Costco, get this fucking cart, I've got all the groceries I need, I got, like... I mean, I've got everything.
It's Costco. Like, there's no such thing as a light load. Every fucking time.
$800 is what I had. I had a lot of shit, let me tell you. Because,
Trevor.
I mean, a fucking ribeye, it's $150. And then fucking sirloin.
Did
that's
you get your own Costco membership?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
$80. And then fucking,
I was gonna say, dude, that's like using our bank security vault card and going in there and walking out with a fucking bag of cash. So what are you doing? You're drawing too much attention. Yeah, you can use our Costco. Because listen, everybody, Trevor's been using our Costco membership, and that's drawn a lot of fucking attention. Because like you have $800 worth
of stuff. They're spending a lot in here.
Well, no, not that. It's just like you're gonna draw attention of the fucking workers there because they always want to make sure that you're.
They did when I went up there. He was like, "You got a big basket." I was like, So we go up there. We're in the fucking store for like an hour. Because, I mean, we walk around and Tom like hadn't been in Costco. So, like, you know, he wants to look around everything. Which, you know, I mean, when you first go into Costco, it's like, holy shit. Like,
you don't realize how much shit's in there.
Yeah.
Fucking, the furniture is outrageously expensive, though.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, shit, like I bought some work pants for like $20.
I get all my work pants. So the Orvis work pants. Oh, brand, yeah. They're great there.
Great, great pants.
Because I get wet every day at work. I get wet pretty much every day at work.
Getting wet, buddy.
Because I work with water and chemicals and shit like that, so I deal with water a lot. Water's always fucking getting all over me, and I have to wear rubber boots. My Orvis work pants, they get wet, water slides right off them, and even if they get a little absorbed, they dry up right quick. No problem at all. So if you're needing something like that, go to Costco. They're cheap. Which I'm sure they love my review I'm giving for them. But yeah, no, Costco is great if you've never been before, because you're just like, wow, oh, wow, look, look at that, look,
this much, you can get this much.
I think everybody loves Costco the first time until they go to checkout, then you're like,
oh yeah, you're like,
what?
God damn.
I gotta do it myself? There's no bags?
I had it, yeah, I also forget about that. So I get up there, and fucking put my card in, and they're like, oh, we don't accept credit cards unless it's a Visa credit card, or we don't accept Master credit cards. And I'm like, what? And my fucking bank card, I'd lost it somewhere in my house, and I couldn't find it. So I was just like, I'll use my credit card because I didn't think anything about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can't take these. And I'm like, what? And I like look at your dad, and I'm like, they don't take credit cards. And he's like, what? And then he's like,
they don't to be clear, they don't take Amex. Like, they don't take American Express cards.
Yeah, and they don't take MasterCard credit cards.
They don't take MasterCards?
No.
They'll take Visa.
Yeah, but they take MasterCard debit cards. Because we definitely
use credit cards there. Yeah. I think I always use my credit card when I go there. I'm not putting $500 on my fucking debit card. Are you crazy?
So I go in, so I'm like, all right, that's fucking cool. And they're like, well, you can go apply for this fucking Visa credit card, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I'll go over there and fucking do this. Like,
you actually did it?
Well, because I was like,
you think they were going to hand you one right there?
They literally said, like, you can get approved right now, and then fucking blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, so I go over there, give them all my information, and then they do it, and they're like, yeah, it's this one, it's not going to show us immediately. And I'm like, okay, so why did I do it? And I was like, you just want to fuck my credit a little? Like, what was that? And I was like, okay. They're like, you have any other way to? I'm like, no, I don't have any other way to pay. Clearly, I would have fucking already paid. I was like, all right, okay, fucking, I don't know, fucking put the basket back, I guess. And so we leave.
Did you have to take the stuff back?
No. Even if they would have said, I would have been like, yeah, fuck yourself. So then we're like, all right. So we leave, and we're like, well, we still need to get stuff for tonight, because we're having a fucking little cookout, or we're doing a Money in the Bank party. So we're like, we still need to get stuff for tonight. So like, all right, we'll go to Winco. So we go to Winco, we shop, probably 30 minutes, we fill up the basket. It's probably like $120 worth of stuff, whatever. So we get it, go up there, and as I'm about to put my card in, I look down at this sign that's just right underneath the card reader, and it says that they don't accept credit cards. And so by this point, he's not even done ringing my stuff up, but he's close, and I already know what's going to happen. So I look down, and your dad's like bagging stuff, and I just look at him, and I'm just shaking my head, and he's like, what? And he's like looking around, and I'm just shaking my head. I just fucking shaking my head like this, just fucking going as hard as I can. He's just like, what? He's like looking around. And then as soon as I put my card in there, knowing what's going to happen. And they're like, oh, sir, we don't accept credit cards. And I look at your dad and I go, oh, they don't accept credit cards here either. And your dad's like, what? And I was like, yeah, they don't fucking accept credit cards here, apparently. I was like, what the fuck is this?
How did you act? So what was the actual tone you said it with?
I was just shaking my head, and I was like, oh, they don't accept credit cards here. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, they don't accept credit cards here.
You said it just like, yeah. They don't accept credit cards here.
The guy was like, yeah, do you have any other way to pay? And I'm like, no, didn't know that you didn't fucking take credit cards, because every other store does, besides apparently Costco and fucking Winco.
I still don't know what Winco is, but go on.
So then we're like, all right. During this time, your brother is fucking calling us every fucking 5 minutes. And he's like, when are you guys going to be home? When are you guys going to be home? And we're like, so we go out of fucking Costco, and we're like, yeah, we couldn't fucking use the credit card. I was like, oh my God. And he's like, and we're like, I'm like, shut up. Like, this isn't even you. And then we go into Winco, and then we go out, and then he calls again, and he's like, yeah, we fucking went in there, and they didn't accept credit cards, and he was like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not fucking kidding. So then we
was
had
he
to,
at your house?
No, he was like at Mandy's mom's house, so they're like 5 minutes away, and so then we're like, all right, we're gonna fucking. We just went to fucking Walmart, and I was like, my credit card works here fucking every day of the week, so it better fucking work today. And we got our shit and fucking left. But my God, especially, like, I was just about to lose my mind, and knowing your dad, like, of how, like, done he...
I'm surprised he didn't fall over after the second store. I'm surprised he didn't say, take me home. I'm done with this.
I think the only reason why is because it wasn't him. Like, he wasn't the one paying and being all, so, like, he was just like... I was so fucking mad. I was just like, why? Like, why are we not accepting credit cards? Isn't this 2024? Like, who gives a fuck?
Like, why are we not accepting credit cards?
Also, maybe you should tell people that when they sign up for the membership, you know? Not fucking, oh, I thought you fucking knew that you can't fucking use MasterCard credit cards. Nope, didn't know that. Oh, my God, I was so fucking mad. So we wasted, like, 2 hours total. Of shopping.
That you didn't even...
We didn't get anything from it. Nothing. Nothing. We got nothing. We got jack shit. I was like literally fucking 2 hours down the fucking drain. Like I was so fucking
I wish I could go get the security footage of you guys trying to check out at Winco. And then just seeing like... what?
Because I literally looked down and I saw don't accept credit cards. And I was like...
Does it say credit cards or MasterCard?
No, it says... At Winco it said credit cards.
Of any kind.
Yeah.
That's retarded. Yeah. What are you talking about? What is this?
Exactly.
1958?
That's what I'm saying. Like, as soon as I look down, because it's, like, hidden. It's
who
under,
doesn't take credit cards?
It's not like you're getting fucked for the money. Once it goes through, you're getting it. The credit card's getting fucked if I don't pay the bill.
It's not going to take it if it doesn't have what it needs on there anyway. Exactly. It'll decline.
But, like, I just saw it, and it was, like, underneath something, so you couldn't even really see it. And then I looked down, and I was like...
So are they cash only?
No, they're fucking debit cards, but they only take debit cards and fucking cash. Yeah, it was pretty fucking heated.
We
walked outside. This is how, like, pissed off we were. We walked outside, and, like... We didn't even say a word to each other.
I bet.
And we got...
That's true
we were, like, about,
anger.
We were about to the car, and I was just like... I was like, I don't even know what to say. And I'm just laughing hysterically. And he's like, neither do I. Neither do I. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, it literally reminded me of fucking driving through that fucking White Castle and then
fucking us.
And then, like, the next hour, us not saying a word.
Hungry.
Like, yeah.
That was one of the worst things ever.
And then
because
we had to stop at some fucking
the generic
makeshift.
Version
yeah.
of fucking White Castle. You know, I just.
You're lucky we can't remember your name and we doubt you right
checkers.
Now.
Checkers.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was something else.
No, it was Checkers.
It wasn't good. It wasn't
good. You see
him
all over the place heading towards Bristol in Tennessee. You see him everywhere. It's either that or Stripes. Or fucking Checkers or Stripes.
Yeah,
something like
baby.
That. Dude, the thing that sucked about the White Castle thing was, is like, we all were basically like, listen, if we stay in this line, we're going to lose like an hour.
Yeah, we that's it. That's
like,
all right,
we'll accept it. We accept it.
We're in the hood of Nashville.
We're hungry. There's fucking active shootings happening behind all around us.
Yeah, they're paying overnight people like $19 an hour. That's when you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's right happening. By the exit on the highway. So we're like, yeah, okay. We were in line for an hour. We're starving because we were like, we're not going to eat until we get to this fucking White Castle, which was like fucking 5 hours from where we left or whatever. And, dude, to wait in that outline for an hour and then have to drive.
Nobody bitched.
Nobody
bitched
at all.
Like, oh,
we had
my
me,
God.
My dad, and my older brother. That's the fucking three of the four Mount Rushmore of bitching right there. Nobody bitches more than the four. Maybe my little brother. You put Jason in the mix. That's some bitching right there. And we're all four going to bitch about different things.
But nobody was bitching. We were fine.
No!
We're like, hey, we're
because
gonna
I've
be
never, I've still to this day never had real White Castle.
It's fucking bullshit.
Where's the next closest one?
There's one in St. Louis. That I go
that's
to
not
all
that it. Close, though.
I know, but
that's
9 hours. A consistent one that I've been to for years.
How crazy is a 9-hour drive to St. Louis from here?
It's only 6 hours.
Bowl of butter.
I've actually made the trip several times in my life. It's 6 hours.
I'm looking.
It might be six and a half if you're going straight to St. Louis.
If you go, I'm looking live on the podcast. All right, if I was just going straight to St. Louis just to get there. Probably yeah, it actually says I can get here from 5 hours and 52 minutes. That's not that bad.
It's quicker from here.
Huh. Interesting.
But, yeah, no, so, I mean, like, the fact that we didn't get it, it was so annoying because, like, I've had it before. Your dad's had it before. You guys hadn't had it before. And I was like, I mean, it's great. And the fucking, the fact that I said it, the fucking
I'm
speaker,
honestly glad we didn't have to eat it in the car, though. That'd have been a smelly fucking car. All that empty White Castle afterwards, driving for the next 7 hours,
the
farting.
The fact that I
the Checkers place. Those are some of the worst smelling farts I've ever heard smelled come out of that car before in my life. Including me, because like at that place you can't get the burger, you can't get the fries without chili on them, so you have to eat chili cheese fries, which I'm not a huge chili cheese fry guy anyway.
It depends not on where it's at.
It's
you know
not
what I mean?
That they're not good. I just can't do it. First of all, it's gonna make me shit. It's gonna make me fart. It's gonna make me fucking everything. Gas that can come out of my body's gonna come out, and I'm gonna have heartburn.
Yeah, you're gonna have heartburn.
So it's just it's not worth it. And listen, chili cheese fries is almost a meal. By
yeah,
itself.
For sure, yeah.
And I'm going to have a fucking chili cheese dog on top. Like, what the fuck? Am I trying to speed to the grave? I'm not. It's not a race to the grave for me, okay? I'm not speed walking to the grave. I'm not trying to die faster. So I don't do it. I remember, like, we used to work. Tyler Warren, if you're listening, former guest on the podcast. We fucking would work in Muskogee. He would always want to eat fucking lunch at Chet's. And this motherfucker would eat 4 or 5 chili cheese dogs.
And go out in my fucking hot sun.
And then be
and
like,
fucking...
oh, I'm going to shit myself. I'm like, yeah, you've got fucking 1/2 pound of hot dogs and chili in you, maybe more. And you're fucking out. And I would have like, I think I would get 2 plain dogs, maybe a bag of chips, maybe not even 2 dogs. Because, dude, chili cheese hot dogs. And then going out and working in this heat that we're in currently
it's
right
like drinking
now.
Drinking chocolate milk before you go out.
That's, dude, he, in the mornings, like he would drink like a strawberry milk and a Monster
the fuck
X import.
Drinking milk before they fucking go in the hot sun.
I learned in freshman year of football to never drink milk before you go do shit in the sun. Because I remember I had a bowl of Captain Crunch peanut butter. The Captain Crunch
God,
peanut butter.
That's the best.
Dude, I could literally, I could fucking, oh, I could fuck a bowl.
I mean, even though it fucks your mouth up, but God
I don't
damn.
Give a fuck, yeah. Dude. You're a pussy if you say Captain Crunch fucks your mouth
I
up.
I mean, it does, but you just, it's like eating Funyuns.
I won't admit it.
It's like eating Funyuns.
Yeah, if you shove the whole ring in your mouth. If you eat them like a fucking classy
Still,
individual. No!
If you have Funyuns and
listen,
Captain Crunch
I've eaten
in the
Funyuns
same day.
Before. I try to shove the whole ring in my mouth. I know how people are doing it out there. You put the whole ring in your mouth, you bite down on it. Yeah, it's going to jab into your fucking mouth. Maybe if you take it bites out of it, like in the
Still
bigger
hard.
Ones. Captain Crunch, the peanut butter ones, it's top 5 cereal of all time, in my opinion.
It's definitely the best Captain Crunch there is.
Yeah.
I'm not much on the berries.
I love the plain one.
I'm
love
just not
the
much
plain.
On the berries. People,
it's good. I can have a bowl of it. I can't.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not. Gonna, I don't want a whole.
Yeah, but if
know.
I have a choice, it's not going to be the berries.
I love plain. I love the regular plain Captain Crunch.
I mean, it's also good.
Very good.
Very good. Great.
If I had to rank it, it would go peanut butter. That whatever. What the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, freshman football. I had a big bowl of that before I went to summer pride workout at 6:30 in the morning. I almost puked.
I'm surprised you didn't.
Well, dude, it takes a lot for me to puke. I don't like puking. Like, you have to, I have to be like, I've probably puked 3 times since 7th grade.
That's insane.
Maybe, I don't puke a lot. I, like, drinking's never really made me puke. I've puked from drinking a couple times. But, like, even when I get sick, like when I get the flu, I don't get pukey and shit. I get all fucking like, oh, I just feel like all the energy from my body's being sucked out. Like it's just, that's how I feel like. I've never like, even like, I always get the shits more than I have to puke and stuff. But like, I don't know. I've got a pretty strong stomach as far as that goes. I'll do everything I can to not puke. And, like, I'm not good at it either. It's like a fucking, it's an automatic weapon whenever I gotta puke. It just comes out. There's no stopping it.
Oh, God, that's the worst when you can't control it.
I know I'm gonna puke because, like, what'll happen is my jaw will start tightening up. And then, like, oh, God.
Mine, everything just gets hot in my mouth. Like, I just get, like, I start, like, salivating. I'm like, it's about to come. It's about to come.
My
it's
jaw
gonna be bad.
Starts clenching, like, And then,
because you know how far you can hold it off, and then you're like, oh, I got to get there right now.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, I remember one time, oh, my God, I must have been in fucking fifth grade. Yeah, fifth grade. It was Halloween. I remember we had a Halloween party at school. It was a Friday. I ate a lot of fucking candy.
A lot of hot dogs?
No. A lot of candy and pizza and soda. And I remember we were going to Spirit Halloween to do last second Halloween costume shoppings the day of Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we rolled. And I remember we were...
Why are they out of this?
I remember we were inside. It was actually, yeah. I remember we were inside the store and I could feel it. I was like, oh no, I'm going to puke. And I told my aunt, I was like, listen, we got to go outside. I got to puke. And like, I remember as soon as we got to the curb, I puked from the one curb all the way to the other side of the roadway in front of cars that were stopped. The fucking thing watching me all the way across. And then I got to the flower bed and puked all over the flowers.
Oh my God.
And the flower bed puked. Dude, it was disgusting. I swear there was a Reese's peanut butter cup wrapper in there. Like I was eating it all without taking the wrappers off. Like, I'm telling you, but there was just a line of disgusting dog food looking puke from one side of the road all the way to the other. Like projectile vomited all the way across. And I'm telling you, there's trucks looking. I hear people going, oh, like I hear people audibly going, oh. I also hear people going, oh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, women are saying, like, you know, they feel bad for me. The guy's just like, oh, my God. But it was just like, oh, all the way across. I get to the flower bed, big old pile in there. And then I didn't go trick-or-treating that night. I stayed home and handed out candy, and I watched fucking movies with my dad. I felt like shit that whole... I was pissed because my costume was awesome. But I knew I was sick because there was nothing that would have kept me from going trick-or-treating at that age. That's how bad I felt. Like, dude, but, like, I never in my life puked like that. Like, it was fucking... it was impressive, honestly, now that I think back at it. But also hilarious. Like, I've never... Because I've never seen anyone do anything like that. But, like, the look on the guy in the F-250s, the truck... The way he was looking at me, just watching me, because he was right in front. Like, I was right in front of him, just walking. Just hit the look on his face.
Oh, my God.
Like, someone call the cops. Like, I'm sorry no one called the cops on me. I'm disturbing the peace, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, everybody, I think that's going to do it for us here. I'm going to leave you with a little puke story. Thank you guys so much for listening. Trevor... Thank you for being here. I know it's hard for you to get out here these days with your girlfriend and all.
False accusations.
This Friday, Jason and I are taking my father to a concert in Oklahoma City. So I'll be back Saturday. And then I guess I got to go help my older brother move for a little bit. But so this weekend we're booked up. But me and Trevor will be back next week. And yeah, we got the fucking Steve Miller concert coming up soon. Hang in there, Steve. I know you're 80. So I can take
one
those
more
vitamins.
Month, baby. One more month. Yeah.
Take those vitamins. Take those vitamins. Do your jumping jacks or don't.
Just so it's crazy that we're most excited about the opener.
Well, I've seen, but yes. I've never seen him. And I mean, I'm just being complete. I mean, I don't know. I think he might be my favorite out of the three of them. I love Def Leppard,
and
I love Journey, but I mean, I don't know. I love Steve Miller, but I've never seen him, that's why I'm super excited. And I definitely never thought I'd get to, but we got that coming up. But don't worry, we'll be back next week. Do another episode of the War Room. Maybe we'll get Luke or somebody else on the podcast. Maybe a new guest or something. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and follow the podcast on Apple or Spotify. We have a Twitter page. We got a Facebook page. Go look us up, Killing Time Productions, for all of our podcast news and updates, whatever. Buy a shirt, $20 each. But for Justin, for summer sale, to get rid of these fucking shirts, we're going to take $5 off, $15 a shirt, unless $20 if they're double X or more because they're expensive. $15 if it's 2X or under for $15, $5 off. Summer sales, sweep sale. Offer available until September 2nd because that's when I'm going to Las Vegas. So I need the fucking money by then. You know what I'm saying?
We need gambling money, baby. So throw something on red, baby.
Pony up the fucking dough. I need some money. I'm going to buy into one of those poker tournaments and get my fucking money stolen from me. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. We love you. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.